Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Merry Top Story, Buglers. It's producer Chris with another Top Story. Today, it's a live classic from the Edinburgh Fringe with Andy, Al Murray, Tom Ballard, and some nutty leaders. Oh, and my jingle package.
Chris, are you ready with a jingle?
Of course he is. He was born with jingles in his soul. Mr. Bojingles, he's known as.
Top story this week, nutty leaders of the week. We're going to have a competition, ladies and gentlemen, to find out the world's loopiest leader. Now, the Earth, of course, has proven over and over again through its illustrious industry-leading career as a planet that the one thing you will never take away from us is our unique ability to put f***ing lunatics in positions of massive f***ing responsibility. It's one of our defining features from your Caligulas and your Empresses, Wus, Zetians in your ancient worlds to the hyper-naughty megadicks of the 20th century. And which I think is probably a nice way of just convincing.
Hyper-naughty megadicks is a terrible condition, and please go see your doctor if you see any signs. So
you were the drummer in the hyper-naughty megadicks at that point.
I prefer our early stuff.
Less loud and bangy. But who is top of the always competitive world's looniest leader chart this week? We've got five nominations, got the winner in here. You be the judge, ladies and gentlemen, from these five shortlisted candidates. Candidate one, all the way from Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov. So are you Kadyrov fans?
Well, Chechnya, it's like one of those sort of... If Chechnya didn't exist, it would be a Marvel Films country that Thor has to scoop up the leader's palace with Mjolnir and toss into the sun. Right? It's like it's run by Doctor Doom. It's fantastic.
I think it's fair to say that Chechnya has not won too many prizes for most relaxing place to live over the past few centuries or so, what with it having been a pawn in Russian power games since the early 18th century and a hotbed of insurrection ever since the collapse of the Soviet Union. Not to mention the fact that the people who come from there are named after the sound of a cocking rifle. Chechen. That can't help. Now, nail the dismount. Kadyrov has been on particularly spectacular form this week because he has basically said that he's basically forcing separated couples to reunite because apparently divorce is the root of Chechen society's many problems, rather than, for example, history or him. He's going for divorce, which is a curious way to go about fixing.
This is chilling, though.
Yeah,
I mean, the idea that I'm divorced, and
All right, mate. We've all got stuff going on.
But if whatever he wants me to do, rather than this, I'll f***ing do it.
Now we'll start working at the camps. As long as I don't get back with her.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you want, I'm in.
Now, I mean, I'm not a marriage guidance counsellor, as my friend, thrice-divorced Mike, can vehemently testify. Mike, you need to show her you really love her. Really, Andy? And how should I do that? Buy her an abattoir. She's a vegan, Andy. Yes, but keeping the flames of romance alive is all about surprise. Okay, Mike, you need a display of commitment, a grand everlasting gesture. Okay, Andy, any suggestions? Yes, get a tattoo of her face done on your face. Anyway, but if you need a threat from a despot to keep your relationship together, surely those are some... You know, you've got probably issues as a couple that are going to be hard to resolve, aren't they?
Nothing says romance like government mandates. I knew we were going to be together when I got a letter from the government saying we are destined to be together. But they set up a commission to oversee the enforcement of the policy, and it's called the Council for Harmonising Marriage and Family Relations, which is just one of the nicknames I have for my dick. And then they've set up this hotline. Apparently separations and divorces are being reported on a hotline, which I assume is being staffed by your Auntie Margaret.
Okay, I've got a despot's quiz for you now.
Okay.
About question one. This one's for you, Al. Ramzan Kadyrov's rule has been characterised by which classic combination of despotic hobbies? Is it A, an incorrigible love of free and open political debate, massive amounts of state funding for the arts, and a fanatical devotion to LGBT rights? Was it B, macrame, pitch and putt golf, zumba, line dancing and bagpuss? Or was it C, high-level corruption, a terrible human rights record, and a growing cult of personality?
It's tricky, isn't it? I think we're, I'm going to... What do we think in the room? B? It's B, definitely.
B? Yes, correct, it is B. He absolutely loves all work by Oliver Postgate. candidate two. President Buhari of Nigeria. He's been on sick leave for all but 3 months of the past year, but says he now can't return to work in his office because the rats have eaten his office. Now, as excuses go, this is spectacular. There's a rat eating a bit of an office that used to be a desk. Or maybe it's a filing cabinet, I don't know.
That rat looks like it's on pills. Look at it, it's very... Oh, it's kicking in, man.
Chris, is that actually a rat? That looks like a non-rat to me.
I googled rat office, and that's what came up.
What a sitcom that was. I mean, it was really comedy of awkwardness rather than laugh out loud jokes. But anyway, look.
And the Peabody Award goes to...
Anyway, it's kind of along the kind of dog ate my homework style of.
I think he's onto something. If you're going to lie, what you have to do is base it on truth. And I saw a mouse once by my telly, and I couldn't watch the telly for 10 minutes. So there's something in this. That is seriously. This mouse ran out, and it was really unsettling. And the only thing I had to hand was my iPad, and I nearly threw my iPad at the mouse.
Right.
I didn't. Right. The story hasn't got. Like a funny bit in it.
Right. But so you're saying a mouse was near your telly and therefore you think rats could eat a president's office. This is the kind of logical thinking that got us into Brexit, isn't it?
tiny rodent around electrical equipment, puts me off.
I don't like people saying, oh, it's a made-up story, but I got an email from the Prince of Nigeria and... He told me that this is absolutely true, and he's asked me to transfer $10,000 to $20,000 into his bank account to deal with de-infestation costs. De-infestation? Oh God, I'm hungover.
He's been very ill, and his spokesman said there's nothing at all to worry about. He is energetic, well-focused, and it is clear he is enjoying excellent health. Let me just put that through my early 1980s Soviet Union translation software. Buhari is medically dead. There we go.
Um,
Thanks, all my love. Don't stress about your BMI if you lead a healthy life. But do always check your moles and your penis and or breasts. But not on the train. I learnt this the hard way.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.